am I happy? Is this fulfilling me? Am I coming to work just to work and earn a paycheck? Or do I come every day and feel like I'm accomplishing things and contributing to progress?
My name is Esprit Devorah, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to womenintechpodcast.com. That's womenintechpodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. I am loving being in Atlanta, Georgia. I think it is just the coolest tech scene and everybody should fly here. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time finding a postcard because I think every single last person needs to visit Atlanta. On the show today, I have Rachel from Calendly. Calendly is a company that I've used myself for so many years, so I'm quite passionate about it. And I am excited to have this conversation. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
So tell me, like, give us a formal introduction about you, like who you are and when you got involved in the tech world.
Sure. So I'm Rachel Williams. I am our director of sales here at Calendly. I've been in the tech world close to around 8 years, and I've been here at Calendly specifically 1 year. Is my anniversary today.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome. And when did you start becoming passionate, both about technology and about being on the sales side? Because sales is not easy.
No, it's definitely not. Okay, so I actually always wanted to be in sales. So prior to like college or anything like that, I thought, oh, I want to be in pharmaceutical sales. I think that life looks awesome.
Really?
Lots of money,
so
socializing.
Yeah.
Found out that's absolutely not what I wanted to do. I wanted to do something that required a little bit more skill than just a lot of wining and dining. So I kind of actually stumbled into the tech world, not intentionally, and haven't left since. So I kind of got a very humble start when I took a job in more of a like team support admin type capacity role and just climbed my way up from there.
And what does Calendly do exactly?
Sure. So Calendly is a scheduling software that allows people to connect with customers, even, you know, educators with students and things of that nature to make scheduling appointments just a lot easier.
And when you say sales within a SaaS company, what does that mean?
So the SaaS world has a very unique setup in the way that we are structured, from sales team organizations to the way that we sell. So typically you're talking about selling larger deployments based off of the product that you're selling, but you know, where you are doing a lot of value selling, of proving the concept of the software and how it's going to solve your potential customers' needs.
And so you said you've wanted to be in sales forever. Mm-hmm. And then was your first sales opportunity with a tech company as well?
Technically, yes. So I was working at a healthcare software company a little bit north of Atlanta. And again, I never really even had any intentions of doing it. I just wanted to get my foot in the door in some type of sales capacity.
And who were your role models as salespeople? I mean, sales is one of the hardest things to do.
You know what? When I got started, I didn't have any. But along the way, I really, worked on getting a strong network of friends that were in the same career path. I formed a lot of mentorships. I have some people that have coached me all along the way that we went in different directions with companies and then came back and started working again together at some point down the road. And so I've built kind of this network of people that have coached me. I've coached them, and it's just been an ongoing effort.
And How involved are you in the mentorship culture here at Canly and helping other people become more effective salespeople?
It's one of my top priorities here, actually. I worked really hard along the way of kind of breaking the ground on my own without really a lot of guidance in the beginning, and had to kind of figure things out a lot of times the hard way. And so I did have a couple people that really stepped in and, you know, championed for me and really took the time out of their personal time to really help me reach my goals. And so it's something I'm very passionate about, is giving back to those that's kind of the younger generation, that they're getting their start and a little bit on that rocky road. So I put a lot of focus on my team and even people outside of my team of really honing their skills and looking long term down the road of not what's happening 5 months from now, but maybe 2 years from now. How do you get from point A to point B? And it's something that I really prioritize or really try to make an effort to.
A lot of people ask me, what exactly is a mentor or a mentorship relationship? What does your dream mentorship culture look like?
That's a good question. There's a quote that you see kind of floats around Instagram that says something like, I don't want to be competitive. I want us to all win. And I really think a company that really puts a value on culture where people are encouraging each other along the way to chase their dreams is awesome. It's a rare thing to find. And I think it really does take each person having that vision and the passion behind making it work. We're very fortunate here in that we have a very diverse group of people, but the one unique thread that ties us all together is this passion for seeing each other succeed. And I think it really does start from the top and goes all the way down. And it's just an investment that you have to continue to make.
And are you from Atlanta originally?
Not originally, no. But I've been here for 7-8 years.
And how have you seen the Atlanta tech scene, you know, grow from 6 years ago to today?
Oh, yeah. So it's booming. And it has been for the time that I've been here, but I didn't really understand the scope of what that looked like until probably in the past couple of years. But at the same time, it's this really tightly knit culture. It can be a little bit challenging to get into, but once you get your foot in the door, people here are so very well networked. And they're very much passionate about watching other people succeed. So companies have kind of formed and emerged from other companies. And so there's a lot of startups here. Obviously, we're in the startup tech village. But the tech world here is awesome because, you know, if you can get in and do well, you will always have a career here in Atlanta if you want to stay in the tech space.
That's a really big deal because usually the startup culture, I mean, I'm, you know, based in Los Angeles, and the startup culture is like startups are falling all the time, like dominoes. And so to say that you could work for a company and have a career and longevity, that's very unique than a lot of cities.
Right. No, definitely. You know, and that's not to say that every startup here is successful, but there are a lot that are. And I think there's a lot of really good talent here. I think Atlanta has this really unique offering where it's, you know, got this metropolitan feel, has a lot of great industries here, and the tech space obviously is huge here, but it's an affordable city. So a lot of people will see a lot of people kind of coming over from West Coast because it has the same drive and vibe that you would have kind of out in Silicon Valley, but at a much lower cost. And there's a little bit more of a calmer, relaxed culture about it. So it's really a cool space to be in.
And right now we're in the Atlanta Tech Village.
Right.
What is this place exactly?
It's kind of, if you think about it, like an incubator for startups. So it was kind of the brainchild of a entrepreneur who has developed and launched several software platforms. And it really gives people the opportunity who have an idea to come in and have, you know, opportunities they wouldn't normally have, where they're surrounded by other entrepreneurs and people who are at all different stages of being a startup. So there's a lot of advocacy internally, a lot of programs, a lot of training, mentorships that are set up. And it really does give you an opportunity to put your best foot forward and make a go out of your startup.
How would you say that you overcome challenges?
Bit by bit. I guess it really does depend on the actual challenges, but just in a career path perspective, I think focus is really important. You know, we can get so caught up in like the hustle and bustle of every mm-hmm. single day that you kind of lose sight over what's really important. And at the end of the day, I think reflecting back on how far I've come and then also looking at where am I driving to really does kind of help pull me out of ruts and motivate me to get through those whatever challenges I'm up against.
And you said when you were younger, you've always dreamed of being in sales, right. And now you've achieved that. So what's the kind of mind state that we should have in order to achieve our dreams?
I think there's a lot of things you can do. And I think it's also okay to note it, that your dreams can kind of evolve in a way that you may have never envisioned. So, you know, really just constantly checking in with yourself and saying, am I happy? Is this fulfilling me? Am I coming to work just to work and earn a paycheck? Or do I come every day and feel like I'm accomplishing things and contributing to progress? For me, that's what is more motivating than really anything else is, do I feel like my work matters?
Totally. And,
is
there any book that you recommend on how to be the most effective salesperson you could be?
Books I'm not as big into as I am on actual like training programs. So I've done a lot of these like training workshops, things like Miller Hyman, Sandler, all these different type of like sales leadership opportunities and things like that, where it's just an all intensive course, where maybe course of maybe one day or maybe up to two or three, where it really does look at the strategy of being in sales. And I think a lot of people think sales is just like being friendly and right. talking with people. And that's actually only a tiny portion of it. There's a ton of psychology and strategy behind it. And for me, I personally learn more in an interactive way. So I love attending those workshops. I love learning tips and tricks along the way. So books, I wish I could give you some examples.
Training is fine. Yeah. What are the name of the training? Like, so we could look them up.
Sure. The first one I did, which was kind of really what laid the full foundation for me and how I think and how I go about my sales opportunities, is Miller Hyman. It's very, very popular. It requires a really intensive program. It's really expensive. So if you can get your company to cover the cost of it, that's a huge benefit. Something that you can have on your resume, and people very much know what that is, and it's very honored. I've done some other ones, like Sandler Sales is a little bit of a different approach. But they all really are training you to look at each sales opportunity from the scope of, how do I go about this from a value selling perspective with my customer? So one of the things that I'm really passionate about being a woman in the tech space, and really just and truly for the, in the business world, I think there are a lot of challenges that women face, just to balance everything, especially as you further progress into your career. And I think it requires a lot of advocacy amongst all women in the tech space. Amen. and in the corporate world. You know, unfortunately, you know, there are times where, and a lot of times, I feel like I have to work 10 times harder to be, you know, quote unquote, taken seriously, or, oh, she's just gonna at some point have kids and stop working and whatnot. And I think that stereotype is going away, but it's still very much there. And I think it's really up to women to not set out in a negative way to displace that, but to really show, hey, we can do it all. Mm-hmm. We can be a super mom. We can be a super career driven person. We can do only one of those two if mm-hmm. we want to. It's really up to us what we want to do. And there's nothing wrong with having an awesome career. And then also having a family life at home. Yeah. So I think it really does take us really focusing on that and supporting it. And I think a lot of people are scared to talk about that. And I think there's nothing wrong with it. I think, you know, we all got here today because we had a mom.
Yeah.
So, and I think some of my biggest heroes are the ones who seem to be able to do everything. And we're responsible for raising the next generation of girls who can do all of the same things too.
I think I completely agree with you. I mean, one of my favorite things that you said, it's about collaboration, not competition. It's mm-hmm. about helping one another rise up. One of my favorite things about my girlfriends is that we all help one another rise right. up together. And I I'm not, even though I'm not a mom myself and I'm not at that stage in life, I feel so inspired whenever I do interview a mom who's also a CEO of a gazillion dollar company and like all these things and an amazing wife, and she's pulling it off and doing it with grace and ease. And it's possible.
Yeah, I think it's, and it's good to, as women, I think we just naturally try to take on everything and just think that we can do it all on our own. And I think that the collaboration piece is so key. So don't be afraid to say, hey, I could use some help in this. And I think a lot of that goes back to when I think about how did I get to where I am today? A lot of it is me saying, I want to learn this. Right. I need help doing this. Right. I want to become better at this. The fear of not being perfect, I think, is really kind of a core component of a lot of women and wanting to be able to take it on all ourselves. And I think that identifying, hey, I'm not perfect at this, but I want to get better is so important. And just owning it and standing up and saying, I want to do that, because other people will come forward and say, oh, of course, I want to help you with that. Mm-hmm. And paying it forward is always super important. And there's sometimes opportunities that just present itself just because somebody has just voiced their 100% desire to grow.
100%. Thank you for I think that's a really, really important thing to think about. You know, one really interesting thing about your role is you're definitely a woman in tech. And and people come to me and be like, I want to work in tech, but I'm not a programmer, or I'm not, you know, a designer. And then they feel like, well, then I can't be in tech.
Right.
You're in tech, and do you know how to program?
Absolutely not. Yeah. I actually am probably the least tech savvy person here, but it's not to say that you can't achieve your dreams being in this space. So while I may not be able to code, or maybe not able to do graphic design, or I may not be the most intuitive person with setting up networks and things like that, I know how to get to the meat and core of what a product does and the benefits that it's going to provide a customer. And that's where my passion is really identifying the customer's issues that they're facing. How can my company's tool, service, product, whatever it may be, solve some of that pain? So I would say that it's very much a misconception that you have to be super technologically minded.
Right.
I've definitely had jobs where I've worked in companies that is a lot more technical, the product itself. Right. And it feels like, oh, I had to have a computer engineering degree to be able to do this. Wasn't a fit for me, but it doesn't mean that you can't be in the tech space by any stretch.
100%. And that's what I really want you guys to hear, is that no matter what your dream is, you can totally go after it, be a part of the tech world in a way that makes sense to you and what your personal passions are. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. How can people connect with you further?
I'm actually pretty active on LinkedIn. So if you search for me there, although I know my name is pretty generic, but I'm pretty active there and read a lot of articles. I'm not really big on Twitter, unfortunately.
Can you spell your name for everybody?
Sure. It's Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, and my last name is Williams. So W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
And just look for Calendly and you'll find her.
Got it.
You guys, I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. And remember, if you want to connect with more incredible women in tech, you can just go to the Women in Tech Facebook group. WomenInTechVIP.com takes you there. That's WomenInTechVIP.com takes you straight to the Facebook group. Bye.
Fatalist, one of my favorite companies to gain exposure to your startup before you're even live. Go to Fatalist.com/WomenInTech and get featured. Yes, get your startup featured while still in beta and make sure people know that you're about to go live. So when you open the floodgates for business, you'll be ready with pre-existing customers and signups. That's Fatalist.com/WomenInTech.
The Women in Tech podcast is an independent production funded by you, the community. To support Women in Tech, if you believe in the vision as much as we do, please consider going to WomenInTechPodcast.com. That's WomenInTechPodcast.com, and just click on the contribution link to keep this podcast going. Thank you.